CBS News, nuclear experts near Harrisburg bringing in lead bricks. One step in a complicated process to solve the latest problem with the damaged fission reactor at Three Mile Island. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. There's a hydrogen gas buildup in the containment building in which the reactor is housed. This is not the gas bubble in the reactor core itself, but it could be dangerous. As pressure increases, the hydrogen gas becomes more explosive. And the effort now is to draw it off into a unit called a hydrogen recombiner, which will turn the gas back into water. And so, explains Nuclear Regulatory Commission's James Hanchette, the need for bricks.
Right now, there's a high-priority effort to get some lead bricks to shield the hydrogen recombiner. And we've overnight been able to locate several sources of these lead bricks. One source is only 20 miles away. The Navy has some, and they're going to build a shield around this recombiner, which is in the auxiliary building.
In Harrisburg, correspondent Jim Kilpatrick reports that through it all, residents are maintaining an uneasy calm.
Federal officials and Pennsylvania Governor Thornburg have assured the people there is no immediate hazard. Radiation officials say the reactor can remain in its present state for some time without any additional danger. However, at some point early next week, a decision must be made on how to cool the reactor. There are several possibilities. Some could be hazardous. Authorities have never dealt with a situation like this before. It has all been worked out on paper and in the computer. But the repair work on the nuclear reactor with the fuel rods damaged has never been done before in a situation exactly like this. One of the crucial decisions will be whether to evacuate the area or not. At this point, there are no announced plans for evacuation, but that remains a serious consideration. Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News, Harrisburg.
More news in a minute.
They christened her Tigris, an uncommon ship of ancient design on a mission of goodwill. Her voyage ended in an outrage of fire. This is E.G. Marshall. Join me tomorrow night as we set sail with Thor Heyerdahl and the Tigris Expedition, an exciting National Geographic special on public television made possible by a grant from Gulf Oil Corporation.
Gulf invites you to watch the Tigris Expedition tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
Andy Anderson of Lanark, Illinois, tells how Western Union came to the rescue.
Our little boy got sick. My wife had to rush him to the hospital 250 miles away. In all the confusion, my wife forgot cash. I called Western Union, and the money order was waiting for her when she got there.
To send money, call Western Union toll-free and charge it to your MasterCharge or Visa account. Day or night, it's Western Union to the rescue.
Western Union actually eased off on the headaches, which really helped for us.
The roads from Cairo Airport jammed with hundreds of thousands of Egyptians, many carrying placards reading, "Welcome the Hero of Peace." President Anwar Sadat returned home, bringing with him the peace treaty signed in Washington this week. He was also greeted by the belt-tightening news that Arab states opposed to the treaty with Israel may have agreed on diplomatic and economic boycott of Egypt. Saudi Arabia has apparently joined in the move, being taken at a hardline Arab conference in Baghdad. The boycott reportedly to include a cutoff of oil supplies to Egypt and the withdrawal of all Arab ambassadors in Cairo. The Teamster talks continue just outside Washington, with union and trucking industry bargainers eyeing a midnight deadline. Contracts for some 300,000 Teamsters nationwide run out then. Another labor dispute has grounded United Airlines' 1,500 daily flights. Machinists walked out last midnight. United's canceled all flights through April 10th at least. Vote tallies in Iran, just about as expected. Election officials saying reports from across the country indicate a huge majority in favor of establishing an Islamic Republic. The referendum yesterday and today has been extended for 4 hours. No reason given here. We'll have more news after this message.
How's the meat biz, Rog?
Insurance, Fred.
Thought it was meat you were in, Rog.
No, it's meat insurance.
He knew it was a knee slapper. You got some casserole insurance too, Rog?
This is meat insurance, Fred. Adolph's Meat Tenderizer. Insurance that every cut of meat turns out tender and juicy.
Oh, that stuff's unnatural, Rogie.
Fred, Adolph's works naturally. It comes from the papaya.
Well, I gotta say, I never met an unnatural papaya.
That's not funny, Fred.
Seriously, Rog, are you sure that stuff's okay?
Sure.
Not that I'm one of those health nuts, just a nut, all right? Judge.
Fred, remember in those old movies how all the natives in the South Seas wrapped their meat in papaya leaves?
And smoked it.
No, they cooked it. See, the enzyme in the papaya leaves tenderized the meat and made it juicy. It's the same enzyme in Adolph's meat tenderizer.
So that's how your meat insurance works.
Yes, naturally. And the more you spend on meat, the more you need it.
Well, I have one thing to say, Rog.
Yes?
So long, Rog. It's been good to know you. Should have been in showbiz.
That's a natural thing.
Adolph's Natural Meat Tenderizer. Think of it as meat insurance.
Libyan soldiers have joined the fighting in Uganda. Sources say they've taken near total control of the capital city, Kampala, and pushed back an invasion force of Tanzanians and Ugandan rebels. The army of Uganda's President Idi Amin has reportedly collapsed. There's no firm word on just where Amin himself is. I'm David Jackson, CBS News.
Here's a quick summary of the situation at the Three Mile Island Nuclear Power Plant in Pennsylvania. The main effort is still to cool the facility. Nuclear Regulatory Commission officials in Washington are afraid that the hydrogen gas within the plant is reaching its maximum safe level, but they're still saying chances of a complete meltdown are remote. Workers are preparing to take steps aimed at easing some of the hydrogen pressure that has developed at the power plant. Right now, they're trying to build a lead brick shield that will protect them from radiation during the attempt to relieve pressure. Here's what they're going to do. After the shield is built, workers hope to put together a system that will enable them to siphon some of the hydrogen into a recombiner in another building. That unit then processes the hydrogen back into water. A weekend vigil is underway at a nuclear power plant near Sacramento. About 150 candle-carrying protesters plan to stay outside the Rancho Seco nuclear power plant through at least tomorrow. State Senator John Garamendi shares the concern of the demonstrators, declaring this power plant should have been shut down 2 days ago. The Sacramento facility, which is operated by the Sacramento Municipal Utility District, is similar in design to the crippled plant in Pennsylvania. Another protest took place in San Luis Obispo. A group of people marched from a theater showing a movie about a nuclear accident to the offices of Pacific Gas and Electric Company. At the office, they left a coffin with an anti-nuclear slogan attached. It could be weeks before the story of what happened at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania is known. Westinghouse Electric Corporation spokesman Christopher Newton says he expects the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to focus attention on ways to improve safety procedures at such facilities. Westinghouse is a leader in the nuclear production field. Newton says the experts were surprised by this accident.
What we weren't surprised about the concerning the whole incident is that the emergency core cooling system did indeed work as we maintained it would work. Now, that accident will have to be analyzed in great detail over many weeks before we can determine how the systems have to be improved, how operating procedures of these reactors have to be improved.
Newton points out if the safety system had not worked at all, the plant would have been a total loss. KNX News Radio 1070 time is 8:12.
Mike Wallace at large on the CBS radio network. L.A. Stone is a singer's singer. She interprets mood and emotion, and we'll hear some of that after this.
Introduce yourself to a remarkable nasal spray that lasts and lasts up to 12 continuous hours. Duration. Duration nasal spray relieves up to 12 continuous hours. Duration relieves nasal stuffiness and sinus congestion. So just one use lets you work all day. Just one use lets you sleep all night. Duration relieves 12 continuous hours. And that's Duration, with the longest lasting nasal decongestant. Use only as directed when needed.
When you have a lot of surfaces to clean, grab your partner, Fantastic, the multi-surface spray cleaner. It cleans fiberglass, stainless steel, porcelain, plastic, enamel, vinyl, chrome. Fantastic spray cleaner. Clean surface after surface.
L.A. Stone is closely identified with the music of Jacques Brel. She was the lead singer when the show of his music, Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris, was introduced in the late 1960s. Brel died last year. This year, for a limited revival in New York, the show has been renamed Jacques Brel Is. The show was a landmark in musical theater in that it was the first musical with no plot, all songs. Of more than two dozen songs, it's the rendition of Carousel. Ellie Stone told a CBS News producer that has a particular way of hitting home.
We're on a carousel, a crazy carousel. And now we go around again, we go around, and now we spin around high above the ground, and down again around, and up again around. So high above the ground, we feel we got a yell. We're on a carousel, a crazy carousel. We're on a Ferris wheel.
It's an allegory for life.
A crazy
that starts out with innocence.
A wheel within a wheel.
And curiosity. And turns into joy. And then pleasure. And then sophisticated pleasure. And then it wears off. And then it gets chaotic and hysterical and panicked. And life reaches you in its most terrifying aspects.
Calliopes, crazy clowns, chasing brass rings, soda pop and rock candy trees, merry-go-rounds, quickly turning for you and me, and the whole world madly turning, 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 till you can't see. We're on a carousel, a crazy carousel, and now we go around again, we go around, and now we spin around, high above the ground, and down again around, and up again around. So high above the ground, we get a yell, we're on a carousel, a crazy carousel, we're on a Ferris wheel, a crazy
Ellie
Ferris
Stone,
wheel.
Star of Jacques Brel, is now this.
Why do people listen to KNX News Radio? Jill Lance, an assistant vice president at Wedbush Noble Cook of Los Angeles, especially likes Jerry Laird's business reports.
The other thing I particularly like is his personal interviews. In other words, he goes out to the local community and seeks opinions on current events in the news that are economic in nature, and I think that adds a personal touch.
Whatever your reasons, it's KNX News Radio 1070, your news number.
Mike Wallace at large from CBS News.
The sights and sounds of spring are here at Sears, and so are the savings on color TVs and stereo systems. Save $70 on Sears' 19-inch diagonal measure color TV with remote control, only $499.95. Remote control conveniently selects channels from anywhere in the room. Time and channel screen readout, sensor touch electronic tuning, Super Chromix black matrix picture tube, and 100% solid-state chassis are all fine added features. Buy now and save $70 on Sears' 19-inch color TV with remote control. Here's another Sears saving that sounds good. Save $50 on your choice of 8-track or cassette play record AM/FM stereo music system with Dolby. Now just $299.95. Enjoy Disco to Symphony on Sears 8-track or cassette stereo system and enjoy a $50 saving. Comes complete with microphone, speakers, AM/FM stereo, and Dolby noise reduction system. And it's only $299.95. Sale ends Saturday at Sears stores in Los Angeles and Orange County.
This is Walt Huffman in KNX News Central at 8:30.
KNX News Radio Dateline. Here, there, everywhere.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania officials have ruled out any mass evacuation around the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant for the time being. Three Mile Island, President Carter's representative on the scene of the reactor accident, is confident there will be no sudden release of radioactive gas from the troubled reactor. Washington, the General Accounting Office says it's time to review procedures for dealing with such failures. Baghdad, sources say hardline Arab nations have agreed on a complete economic boycott and diplomatic break with Egypt. Orange County, a Fullerton State senator is urging the legislature to express opposition to President Carter's energy-saving Plan 1. Capitol Hill, a North Carolina senator, predicts there's a good chance of a recession this year. Details on those and other stories coming up on KNX News Radio 1070, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California. This portion of the news is sponsored by the Automobile Club of Southern California. Pennsylvania officials have ruled out any sweeping evacuation of the area around the Three Mile Island nuclear plant, even as experts continue work on a way to cool down the reactor without triggering a meltdown of its uranium core. The plant is still seeping radiation, but officials say they have several days to decide just how to deal with the situation at the facility. Authorities emphasize that the odds of an actual meltdown, caused when uranium fuel in the plant core gets so hot it melts right through the protective shell of the building, are remote. As for the escaping radiation, Nuclear Regulatory Commission official Harry Denton says that radiation doses emitted from the plant so far would cause only, quote, 1 to 2 tenths of a latent health hazard. As authorities at the plant try to cool the reactor, they must also keep an eye on a cloud of radioactive gas at the top of the vessel. Some people have expressed fears that the gas may suddenly escape all at once into the atmosphere. And Dr. Denton of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission doesn't think that's very likely.
The releases of radioactivity that are occurring are the result of gases dissolved in water which is coming from the so-called letdown system, which maintains proper water balance in the primary coolant system. These gases are now being released continuously from the letdown flow. So they're not being stored and held up in a manner that might result in a big purge and a big release at one time.
Denton, who's acting as President Carter's personal on-scene representative, says officials are now studying possible ways of getting the gases into a storage area within the vessel. One of the possibilities now being studied by authorities is whether there might have been a hydrogen explosion in the plant on Wednesday. Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman Frank Ingram says it appears possible.
The examination of containment pressure data for March the 28th indicates that there was a pressure spike. This is a situation where the pressures in the containment building go up sharply and back down in a very short period of time. Our people are evaluating the possibility that this pressure spike was caused by a hydrogen explosion in the containment building.
Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman Frank Ingram. In the wake of the accident, one federal agency is suggesting it's time to review procedures for dealing with such incidents. A General Accounting Office report prepared prior to the Pennsylvania accident says many areas of the nation would not be able to protect residents from radiation resulting from something like the Three Mile Island situation. The main complaint the GAO has is that the emergency planning zones for nuclear accidents are too small. It suggests that those zones should extend at least 10 miles around the plants instead of the current 5 miles in most parts of the nation. It also says people who live near nuclear facilities are not well enough informed about the potential hazards of radiation exposure and steps that could be taken to minimize those hazards. This portion of the news has been sponsored by the Automobile Club of Southern California. Now, CBS News covers the world at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
CBS News, an official of the power company that operates the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, says things look better today than yesterday, but all the problems haven't been solved yet. I'm Rob Armstrong, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. A series of events began Wednesday that have become the worst nuclear power plant accident in U.S. history. At first, there was the release of some radioactive gases. Then the announcement that equipment was damaged so badly that the power plant's nuclear core could not be properly cooled. Yesterday, a gas bubble was reported in the reactor, which had the potential of expanding and uncovering the core, a problem of extreme seriousness. This morning, Jack Herbline, vice president of the power company, said an effort appears to have been successful in reducing the size of that bubble.
Through the evening, we've continued to vent the pressurizer of the primary coolant system to the reactor building in order to reduce the size of the gas bubble that's contained over top of the uranium fuel in the reactor pressure vessel. Initial indications are that that's been successful. It appears that gas bubble has been reduced in size.
Another problem was announced this morning, the presence of explosive hydrogen in the reactor building, the sealed structure in which the radioactive plant core sits. Steps are now being taken to remove that gas. Herbline was asked to assess the current status.
I personally think that the crisis is over, if you want to refer to it as that. Is there a potential of a hydrogen explosion? I think that potential exists, but I think it's exceptionally minimal.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission will hold its own briefing on the status at Three Mile Island in about a half hour. Over the past 4 days, what the company has said and what the NRC has said have not always been the same. We'll have more on the nuclear accident story when CBS News continues.
Amana brings you ice and water. With the exclusive Amana three-door ice and water refrigerator with a patented ice and water dispenser separate from the doors. It's completely free of frost and features Amana's refrigerator within a refrigerator meat keeper that keeps meats fresh longer, cantilever shelves that adjust to meet changing storage needs, and much, much more. Enjoy the automatic convenience of ice and water with the exclusive Amana three-door ice and water refrigerator.
When you have a lot of surfaces to clean, grab your partner, Fantastic, the multi-surface spray cleaner. It cleans fiberglass, stainless steel, porcelain, plastic,
enamel, vinyl, chrome. Fantastic spray cleaner. Clean surface after surface.
President Carter is to make a political trip to Wisconsin later today. Yesterday, he talked to a group of visiting news editors about the Pennsylvania nuclear accident and is reportedly monitoring things closely again today. More from Robert Pierpoint.
Before his departure for Wisconsin, the president spoke by telephone with Harold Denton, the chief operating officer for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in charge of reactor safety. Denton told him, according to a White House official, that the situation at the Three Mile Island reactor seems to be somewhat improved, although no details are available here on that improvement. In any case, Mr. Carter has decided to go ahead with his fundraising trip to Wisconsin, which includes speeches for two Democratic congressmen and appearance at a Jefferson Jackson Day dinner tonight in Milwaukee. Yesterday, in a news conference with a group of American editors, President Carter declared, despite what has happened at Three Mile Island, that we have had and still have a remarkable safety record in the production of nuclear power. But President Carter went on to suggest that the Pennsylvania accident will make all of us reassess our present safety regulations and precautions, and he added it will probably lead inexorably toward even more stringent safety design mechanisms and standards. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, at the White House.
A strike by mechanics has idled United Airlines. No new talks are set between the machinists' union and the company. Now this.
They christened her Tigress, an uncommon ship of ancient design on a mission of goodwill. Her voyage ended in an outrage of fire. This is E.G. Marshall. Join me tomorrow night as we set sail with Thor Heyerdahl and the Tigress Expedition, an exciting National Geographic special on public television made possible by a grant from Gulf Oil Corporation.
Gulf invites you to watch the Tigress Expedition tomorrow night at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
There's a laxative medicine you should know about, X-Lax pills. Overnight, X-Lax pills gently stimulate your system's own natural rhythm. In the morning, your system takes it from there, comfortably. That's the difference. Because X-Lax pills stimulate your system's own natural rhythm. For occasional use, only as directed.
Now, a powerful anti-itch drug you can buy without a prescription. Bicozine Cream, medical formula for itching. Powerful, use as directed. Bicozine Cream.
The lawyer for Marine Private Robert Garwood says his client will fight Marine Corps charges that he collaborated with the enemy. Garwood returned to this country last Sunday after spending almost 14 years in Vietnam. The Vietnamese government says he voluntarily changed sides during the war. Garwood's lawyer says Garwood was shot during his capture and was influenced in his actions by the deaths of fellow prisoners. The lawyer, however, said he would not go further into the specifics of Garwood's defense for fear he would jeopardize his client's case. I'm Rob Armstrong, CBS News.